Let's get back to tennis and the Williams sisters. And that sound from the match between Serena and Venus Williams.
They played before a sold-out crowd that included celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, Kim Kardashian, and Donald Trump. Fans watched, history in the making. But another part of the attraction was that the Williams sisters might not play many more professional matches against each other. Their dominance in the sport has changed tennis and inspired a new, more diverse generation of players.
Here to talk about that is Tony Wiley, the executive director of Sportsman's Tennis and Enrichment Center located in Dorchester's Harambe Park, which was briefly the proposed tennis venue for the Boston 2024 Olympic bid. Welcome, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, I understand you were at the U.S. Open yesterday in New York City. What was the buzz around Venus and Serena's match like?
Well, you know, I can tell you that not only when you're at Arthur Ashe Stadium or when you're on the grounds of the National Tennis Center, but when you're walking up and down 7th Avenue or when you're walking on 42nd Street, everyone's talking about tennis. When you walk past the restaurants and the bars, every TV screen has it on. Granted, you know, for the U.S. Open, that's kind of the norm. Tennis becomes everyone's favorite sport during the U.S. Open. But there certainly was a lot of conversation and a lot of dialogue about her having to play her sister.
Now, the Sportsman's Center was built in 1961 as the first nonprofit African-American-owned tennis club. Now it has a diverse group of players, but its focus is still on bringing tennis to the inner city. How has the Sportsman's Center been impacted by the success of the Williams sisters?
Well, let me correct just a little bit of that.
Sure.
Actually eight friends who came together in 1961 to form Sportsman's Tennis Club, and they did so on Carter Playground in Roxbury. Mm-hmm. And it was in the late 60s that they moved to what is now Harambe Park in probably early 70s when the facility itself was built. But certainly we are, as you mentioned, we were formed by and for communities of color in order to create an opportunity for people to train year-round, to engage and to learn and enjoy a sport that was not always welcoming to people of color and certainly wasn't the typical sport of people of color. But certainly if you come to Sportsman's Tennis and Enrichment Center now, any day or evening, you will find a diverse crowd that is ethnically, racially, socioeconomically diverse. People who are beginners and people who are superb tennis players.
Now, I understand that Serena Williams actually visited Sportsman's a few years back. Were you there? Do you remember any of the visit?
Actually, Venus visited. Before I began my tenure, that's okay, in 2007. I think she visited in somewhere around 2003. We'd love to have either of them back. We have a partnership with Sloane Stephens that's going to bring her to Boston soon. But we think it's important for our kids to be able to see firsthand people that are doing extraordinarily well, in particular in a sport like tennis where you're just out there by yourself, you and your racket, and they need to see that these are everyday people that you can talk to and that you can see and that you can see how they train and how they got to where they are.
And so when the pros come, do they give that type of advice, sort of almost coaching advice to the younger players?
Well, we used to host what was called a pro circuit tournament, which still is called a pro circuit tournament, which is on the developmental path to the slams. And many of the players who are now you now see at the U.S. Open and at Wimbledon and all these tournaments, they played our event year after year. And yes, the players took the time to come off court to talk to our kids. Some of our clinics were going on at that time, and they would get involved and they would correct a stroke. And the kids remember that for a long time.
Now, I was there when Harambe Park was named the tennis venue for the Boston 2024 Olympic bid. It was that sweltering hot summer day. And I remember my first impression was, wow, what a hidden gem. I wish more people knew about this facility. What was the impact of being named the tennis venue? Did the center get more notice?
I think you said it. The fact that some people who drive up and down Blue Hill Avenue every day drove past this big green building and didn't know what it was, to people who played at Sportsman's years ago, decades ago, had maybe forgotten about it, had a chance to take a fresh look at Sportsman's. And that's something that, as a nonprofit with a limited budget, we couldn't have paid for the type of press and attention that we were able to get through the Boston 2024 partnership.
How disappointing was it when Boston lost the bid? And what was the impact of that on all the buzz that had been generated with the announcement of it being the potential tennis venue?
It was incredibly disappointing. You know, I'm a Dorchester resident, so for me, the prospect of the Olympics coming to Boston and of this type of investment in Harambe Park and in Talbot Avenue and Blue Hill Avenue was exciting. But I think for everyone, the consideration for Boston to potentially host the Olympics, it was such a conversation that we were looking forward to that I think more than anything else, we were disappointed that the conversation ended as quickly and abruptly as it did.
Now, part of that conversation and part of the planning for the bid was that it was going to be a site of a 2,500-seat stadium, a state-of-the-art tennis stadium. Are there still plans to build a new stadium?
There are no plans within our, you know, we were not planning for that before the Olympics, so therefore it's not something that we're planning for now. We've spent the last 2 years making a $1 million investment in Sportsman's to add 5 classrooms and a fitness center to the facility. That was our focus. Our focus continues to be figuring out how to serve the 5,000 youth that we serve every year and to do so efficiently and in a way that we improve their health and their academic performance and their ability to get a college scholarship. So that was our priority before. It's still is. We'd love to have that conversation, but it's not something that we are equipped to drive or to lead forward.
So maybe the stadium's not on the horizon, but what program or what perhaps facility improvement is on the horizon that you're most excited about now?
Well, again, we literally just within the last 60 days finished the investment that we've been making since 2013. So we're not starting another project right now. The dialogue that the board is having is around how do we maximize the outdoor courts now that we've made some investments that have improved the efficacy of the indoor courts. You know, we have no lighting on the outdoor courts. We'd love to have lights to be able to host evening matches. That's kind of where we are.
And now, will Sportsman's produce the next Venus or Serena Williams?
We will produce a whole crop of college-educated tennis players for life. I don't know about the next Venus or Serena, but we'll do our best.
Tony Wiley, Executive Director of Sportsman's Tennis and Enrichment Center, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And stay with us. Coming up, after another fatality last month, the debate about bike safety in Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Shira Springer. This is Radio Boston.